Test 1234, this is the ADA board meeting back up for August 9th, 2012.
On the phone. I reached to a different phone.
That's a fact.
Well, good morning on this sunny day in Anchorage, Thursday, August 9th. I call to order the meeting of Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority board meeting. I would first like a roll call of board members.
Mr. Wilkins?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Commissioner
Butcher? Here. Commissioner Bell? Here. And is anybody on the phone? Is Mr. Arvin or Mr. Hughes on the phone? Okay. I tried to wrap attention on the other table, but it could be that there... No, I didn't hear anybody speak yet, though.
And we know that Mr. Short is absent today, but we do have a form.
Thank you. Okay, we have some adjustments to the agenda, so if I may, I'd like Ted to suggest the changes, and then I'll look for a motion. Ted?
Yes, Chair. We would like to add a new business item, number B. It is resolution number G1202A, amendment to resolution G1202 relating to the approval of the construction of the new Coast Guard headquarters on J-Bear. Then we would like to add or change that the Endeavor jackup rig update would be an executive session due to the fact that there's a corporate information spread through the complete presentation that it would be too difficult to have it in regular session with proprietary information.
Thank you, Ted. Is there any other suggested changes or amendments to the agenda by board members? Can I have a motion to adopt the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Any opposition? Seeing none, we'll adopt the amended agenda. Are there copies of resolution G1202A? I know the board members have them. I don't know if there's copies if public members are interested. Okay, good. Thank you. So, yeah, let me work from one list. Call to order. So now let's proceed to roll call of the staff, and then we'll go to public members.
Ted Leonard, Ada.
Chanel Staff, Ada.
Chris Anderson, Ada.
Chris Rush, Ada.
Valerie Walker, Ada.
Jerry Hugh, Ada. Mark Davis, Ada.
Terry Webster, Ada.
And then we'll go with public. And so we'll start with Teresa Overmeyer Self.
Thank you.
Bill Nordmark, Bill Miller.
Mark Arden, Western Financial Group.
Thanks, Mr. Western
Financial Group. And is there any public on the phone?
Thank you. And please let the record reflect that Wilson Hughes, board member, has joined us. Okay, so we're down to public comments. Is there any member of the public who wishes to address the group today?
Ms. Phelps or Lisa Overmeyer, shall I come forward or
please,
sit here?
Please, and apparently, yeah, if you want to sit to the right, Mr. Sheldon.
I hate to have my back to anybody. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Another gorgeous day in Anchorage, Alaska. Fishing season. I hope you people have been fishing recently because we haven't. We caught some. We went to Bingsland. It's really a good place. But I had decided that I always have more recycling materials. There is so much history, and would you forgive me, Ms. Bell? So many are trying to make an example out of my husband and myself so that we do not succeed. It really is demented, criminal. It is so unethical, it defies any level of civility.
And Ms. Overmeyer, before you continue, I just wanted to point out to board members that we do have some addition. We have a document that Ms. Overmeyer provided to the board members. And also, I hadn't specifically mentioned this, but I'd like to keep your comments to a maximum of 5 minutes.
Oh, sure. And just tell me what I want to know, but it's not. Would you forgive me, Ms. Bell? There really is no discussion. Talk is so cheap in Alaska, there is no talk. There's control, a monopoly, and silence. If you dare, there is no such thing as a public meeting. Look at me. I thought there was such a... It's kind of funny. And would you always forgive me? I'm Irish, and I'm able to laugh at myself. It's really kind of ridiculous and funny. I thought there was such a thing as a public meeting. All there is self-incrimination. That I am absolutely sure of. But let's be very optimistic, because guess what? We do have a new judge on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. See, when this went on, my suit against the university, we had Andrew Kleinfeld as our Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals judge. Now we have Morgan Christen, and she is such a breath of fresh air. I am very, but she's one human. She needs the rest of us to figure out what is really going on in Alaska. I believe I'm correct that next week the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals does their dog and pony show here. They come every August. Let's take ownership of our courts. We are Americans, and we own our courts. Just to tell you, at 12 o'clock noon, we have another judicial selection. There is a Superior Court judgeship and a Fairbanks judgeship that they will have a judicial selection, a public hearing for the Anchorage one at 12 o'clock noon in the Alaska Supreme Court. And today, someone is going to be appointed to the Alaska Supreme Court by Sean Parnell. This time, there were only two nominees. They were Andy Harrington and Peter Musson. It's all really long, but check it. See, I will always be a court watcher. I, of course, come from a family of attorneys, and I'm a judge's daughter, and I do have a joke misspelled, and then I didn't want to take too much of your time, Wilson. But just a kid, I have five brothers that are attorneys, and my husband is the smartest man I know. So what does that make my brothers? Just a kid. Wilson, I don't know whether you know my family. In my family, we have 20 attorneys. And we have one young man in law school. It's all really long. And see, of course, Wilson's from Missouri. I don't know whether he knows my family. But just to really finish up here, I did want to come again because Wilson hadn't been here the last time. I'm not enjoying myself. And Wilson, Ron Duncan did call back, and he got my documents about how corrupt the Permanent Fund Board is. It's not even confirmed by the legislature. So what? And I was telling Gary, it's all snooze. Now he's getting a gold pan from the Anchorage Chamber. I get so tired of it. I really do. But let's just conclude. But then here's what I always say, Ms. Bell. If you had any questions either here or at another time, please feel free to contact me. Now, I did pass out this thing that is so old. I have sued the university, and at the end of it, I had to pay $17,161. Who in their right mind would ever do it again? This is what I want to leave you with. If we care about our home, we better start realizing what is going on around us. You have been very patient. Again, talk is so cheap. There is no such thing. But come on over at 12 o'clock noon and see the dog and pony show at the Alaska Supreme Court. Come on, Mr. Shelton. Mr. Shelton's on the Commission on Judicial Conduct. And you do have three lame ducks here. So Sean just doesn't, maybe today he'll reappoint all these people. You know, when he decides on who's going to be on the Alaska Supreme Court. I know that in heaven up on 19, the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association, there are supposed to be three public members, and there's only one right now. So there are two vacancies. I don't know whether Sean's going to appoint anyone to that, but let me try to always be vigilant about our Alaska Mansion Bar. I'm so sick of it, though. How could this still be going on? I don't understand it, but... Well, I'm trying to say life is a great challenge. It's not challenging when my children have the kinds of student loans they have to pay back, and I can't help them. This is so outrageous. But we'll soon have a fun meeting. Hope you never need an orthopedic surgeon, because my son is one.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public that would like to address the board under public comments? And has anybody else joined us, or anybody joined us on the phone yet? Okay. Then we have minutes from our June 28th meeting in the board packet. There's a motion for approval.
Second.
Any objections? Hearing none. The minutes are approved. Okay. Moving to new business, we have Resolution G1203, board delegation of authority to Executive Director regarding procurement protest appeals under 3 AAC 100. Ted, will you please walk us through key points?
Yes, Chair. First, I'd like to ask Chris Rutz to come up to answer any questions we have. But really quickly, a summary of this resolution is to allow the delegate to the executive director the ability to make preliminary considerations, conduct hearings on bids and protest appeals, so that I could give information to the board. What we wanted to definitely point out is this is not delegating to the executive director the authority to make the decision. That still retains with the board, but this would allow me the ability to conduct hearings, gather information, then provide the board recommendations. And that's a summary of this. And we have Chris Retz up, our procurement manager.
Did you want to add any comments, augment Ted?
No, this is just it's more just an administrative cleanup as we're going through the regulation process, and it's a place where we discovered we had a little bit of a hole because we didn't think the board would want to conduct hearings. Where Ted can do that on behalf of the board and then come to the resolution, come to the conclusion. That's similar to the way that it's managed by the Department of Administration. Commissioner of Administration often has others do work, and then the final recommendation comes to that commissioner, and then they just make the decision up or down on the process. And it's just cleaning up.
Questions from the board for Ted or Chris?
Madam Chair, just a quick one. So the way it's handled today is, how is that process today that this will reflect?
Well, right now, the way when we adopted new regulations, we basically said that we kind of did a sweeping delegation. And with the exception of protest appeals, because we were advised by the Department of Law that because in protest appeals you can have issues that are matters of regulation, that authority needed to rest with the board. So right now that's the way it's set up. Now, we haven't had any appeals yet that we've had to deal with, but we're in the process of putting together the RFP for going out and purchasing a new building, and we're wanting to build that process into this RFP. And it was brought to our attention that we have a hole there. So officially we haven't had to deal with them, but if we did have one, that's the way it would have to be handled without this delegation in place.
Sure, thank you.
Any other questions? Motion?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
For a resolution of this nature, should we have a roll call vote? Okay. Then may we have a roll call?
Okay. Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Commissioner Butcher?
Yes.
Commissioner Bell?
Yes.
Commissioner
Thank you. Here's that brings us to item B, which is Resolution G1202A, and that's the new document that was distributed this morning by email, and we have hard copies here. Again, Ted, do you want to begin by describing this resolution?
Sure. I just want to check with...
Does everybody get that?
Do you have a copy?
I think I read it in this past.
It's the Camp Denali Readiness Center.
Okay.
To be more specific.
Yes, Chair, and thank you. I'd like to ask Jim Hemseth and Jerry Gide to come up to the table. And if there are any questions, this is actually an amendment to the original resolution getting the executive director the power to enter into the agreements to start construction of the Coast Guard headquarters. In that agreement, there were three condition precedents or subsequents that dealt with the license agreement between DMDA and the Air Force. The sub-license that we needed to be granted to us to be able to move forward with this, and then the appropriate or the municipality of Anchorage approval. We've gotten the license agreement between the Air Force, and we have the municipality of Anchorage's approval. What has happened in the negotiations with the Air Force and with DMVA and the state of Alaska that the Air Force has decided that they want to give one license to the state of Alaska to be able to be on the base. So not to the DMVA, not to ADA, that it would be one overarching license, and then it's between the divisions of the state on how that works. So in essence, based on that decision by the Coast Guard, the Air Force, we do not need a sub-license now to move forward with the project. So what this resolution does is remove that condition. And if the board approves this today, we'll probably issue the contract this afternoon. And just a very quick note, I want to really give credit to Jim and his department on the flexibility they've had going through this process. I believe without ADA being involved in this process and with the help of our Assistant Attorney General, that this project wouldn't be going forward in time for the Coast Guard to move in next year. And just to pass on thanks, I met the Commandant of the Coast Guard and several admirals last night, and they passed on their appreciation for ADA to be so flexible and move so quickly on this project. And I have Jim and Jerry here to answer any questions on the resolution if the board has them.
Any questions from board members? Well, great. Then a motion?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move for the approval of this resolution.
Second?
Second.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Butcher?
Yes.
Yes. Great. Well, that brings us to the public portions of our meeting, and I'd like a motion to go into executive session.
Excuse me, Chair, very quickly, I guess ask Jerry, is there a way that we can go in for all three of these at the same time, or do we have to come in and go
out? Just make that part of your motion, that talk about all three things, which are the status of the Endeavor jackup rig, which would be confidential because involves confidential financial information. The Healy King coal plant, confidential litigation attorney client, and also commercial matters involving Golden Valley. And the DMTS, which involves confidential negotiations with the
financial
borough, I believe.
Yes.
So a motion to that effect cover all three things, and you only have good ones.
Someone like to make a motion to that effect?
So move.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Seeing none, we'll move into executive session. And mechanically, the item that we have first is the jackup rig. So I think that that we'll want to clear the room and then bring parties in that are relevant to each.
And I would suggest, since we have the representatives to
Healy Clean Coal,
if we could do that first, I know they would love to be able to get home today.
Do we have
Brian time? Was going to attend that, and he's on a phone call involving the EPA right now, so it's taking 50 minutes to get over here.
Oh, he's planning to be over here.
He wanted me to call him 15 minutes before he leaves.
Could we wait, Corey, and do the first one? Okay.
Okay.
I thought he was down in Seattle, so.
Okay, so Sherry, you're placing that call. Stewie has a 15-minute warning. Thank you. Okay, then.
Okay, well, then, Mark.
Take a moment, and then, yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'm disconnecting the phone for our new public. Just in case.
Welcome to the GCI Conference Bridge.
You are currently the only participant in this conference.
Anybody on the phone? I suppose if Ron was in track in the first meeting, he wouldn't know that we switched over. But. Okay, so we are now in executive session. The subject is the Endeavor jackup rig update, and one thing that we, just to distribute these, it's our next item, but we just this morning were given a really sizable document that relates to Sealy Clean Coal. So anyway, so we'll set that aside. Ted, would you like to begin with some introductory comments here?
You bet, Chair, and I appreciate Mark Gardner being up here to assist in giving in essence, one of the final reviews of this project as being a project as it goes into the phase of being operational.
And did we have a handout with pictures that go with this?
Yes, you should have.
Do I have it and I just don't know it?
It's about
page. Maybe Sherry gave it to me.
I wanted photo evidence of our rig.
Yes. In fact, we also have, we're tracking it on Google Earth.
Well, send us that link.
So I send you a picture of me.
Okay. Hold. Sorry, we're just a visual enhancement.
No, it's very good.
On your last page, then.
You can just keep this one here.
Again, Mark has pretty much stated the obvious part of this is that we have completed refurbishment of the asset. The asset has left Singapore. It stopped by the coast of China to make it through a tropical storm. And my understanding is the anchor has been
heaved
and they're underway again. So my understanding from everything from the project team is that it'll be up here in the third to fourth week of August. And talking to Karsten, who's been talking to the KOB partners, that there will be some type of official celebration or whatever around the second week, September 17th.
To the week of the 17th, kind of in conjunction with your oil and gas congress, so that week as well, that's up here.
So yes.
I think we usually excuse the court reporter during
yes,
the
session. Yes, we
do. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Okay, thank you for that. Putting the meeting back to order. Do we need to affirm that everything said in executive session was germane to the motion?
Jerry?
Jerry's nod that everything was germane. Good. Okay. Pertinent. Okay. So, we are back on the main phone line, and I want to see if there's anybody that has phoned in for this portion of the meeting. No one has identified themselves. We're on item 8, director's comments.
Very quickly, Chair. In the packet are reports on loans and projects. I also did send out a quick board report yesterday on status of things going on in the division. I'm willing to answer any of that. And our division directors are here to answer any of the questions on project status or loan status that the board may have. And that's all I have.
Any questions of the director? Okay. Then we're on to board comments. The timing of your bite. Okay. Any board comments? Well, again, Ted, you had alerted us to something on or around September 17th, so we'll be watching for future information on that as we monitor the progress of the jackup rig's travel to Alaska and its permitting. What else? And you've noted the Wednesday, September 26th board meeting. Any other key dates we should be aware of?
Well, key date as of today that we should have the operating agreement back from the coast, from Department of Military Veterans and Affairs, and we will issue hopefully the contract for the construction by the end of the week and start moving forward on that project. So those are the two main project updates. And
who will be or how big will the construction contract be?
It's approximately 11 or
let's just say $15 million.
That includes
some construction advisor costs.
And also
opportunities to discuss the schedules.
Right. The total projected cost of the project is about approximately $15 million, including contingency.
Seeing no other questions, a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any opposition? We are adjourned.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you.